expand peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message is, You're Only an Earthen Vessel, but God has a use for crackpots. Based on 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 particularly, let me read that to you. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not from ourselves. I invite you to follow the sermon outline. It's provided for you in your handout. As again, we consider our theme, You're Only an Earthen Vessel. But God has a use for cracked pots. So how does it feel to be called a cracked pot? You old crackpot. Well, to be called a cracked pot or an earthen vessel is another way of saying that we're just plain. We're simply ordinary. There's nothing special about us. St. Paul says much the same thing in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26, when he says, Consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many among you wise, not many mighty, and not many noble. The truth is, we're not very wise or mighty or noble. So often, we're foolish and we're weak and we're less than noble. By our very nature, we're cracked and we're chipped. We're crackpots. We're not the person that God has made us to be. When you look into a mirror every morning, what do you see? If you don't see a cracked pot, then you need a new mirror. Yes, but God still calls us to bring His treasure to the world. St. Paul tells us in our text today, we have God's treasure in earthen vessels. We are the vessels. What is the treasure? 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says, For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, always carrying about in our body the dying of Jesus, that the living of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. Simply stated, we carry about in us, in our words and in our lives, Jesus, God's treasure for the world. Let's take a brief look at this treasure this morning. In the birth and earthly life of Jesus, we see that God is with us. Matthew 1, verse 23 says, The virgin will conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. In Hosea 11, verse 9, God says, I am the Holy One in your midst, Almighty God. In the babe of Bethlehem's manger came to us in weakness. How many of you have ever held a newborn baby? What could be weaker than a newborn baby? He came as an earthen vessel alongside of us. He knows your every weakness. He knows your every need. He knows your every crack. And He knows your every chip. And He loves you still. In the death of Jesus, we see that God is for us. In Philippians chapter 2, we read, Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, made in the likeness of men. He humbled himself to the point of death, even death on a cross. Almighty God in the person of Jesus Christ went to a shameful death upon a cross. As an earthen vessel, he was broken for you, for me. On that cross, as a broken vessel, He made complete payment for your sins and for mine. My friends, He made payment for every sin you have. Yes, even that old sin that still haunts you, He has paid for. It is forgiven. He has done it. In the resurrection of Jesus, we see that God is in us. God is with us. God is for us. And yes, the Bible tells us that He is in us. Our little children are better theologians than we give them credit for. For so often when we ask a little child, "Where does Jesus live?" they will say, "Jesus lives in my heart." But St. Paul, the great theologian, says the same thing. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, he says, "Christ is in you. In you. The hope of glory." And in Galatians chapter 2, Paul says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." My friends, you may just be an earthen vessel, but God has a use for cracked pots. God puts His treasure in you and me, earthen vessels. We carry the love of Jesus to the world. Listen again to our text for this morning. St. Paul's words, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not of ourselves." Next, we're going to look at earthen vessels. We're going to find out that we earthen vessels are fragile and we're fallible. And we're functional. First, an earthen vessel is fragile. My friends, God did not put the treasure in crush-proof boxes. Angels never stub their toes. Plastic dashboard saints, when dropped, never get chipped. But God chose us to carry His treasure to the world. We earthen vessels, we cracked pots. When we weak, less than perfect vessels share this treasure with other fragile and beat up people, then God can demonstrate that the power is His, that the grace is His, and we're just vessels that carry the good. An earthen vessel, like St. Paul, we could call St. Paul an old crackpot. That old crackpot, St. Paul, wrote this of being a fragile vessel. He wrote this in 2 Corinthians 12. "God has said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I'll boast about my weakness, that the power of Christ may dwell in me,' Paul says. 'For when I know that I'm weak, then I am really strong.'" An earthen vessel is fallible. My friends, you and I are going to mess up from time to time. We will all spill or leak because we're crackpots. The wonder of God's grace is that we continue to be the vessels that God uses to carry the treasure. Just imagine that. Lastly, an earthen vessel is functional. It has a purpose. Our job, our calling, is just to be fillable, to be able to be filled so that we can faithfully carry and then pour out this treasure into the lives of others. Have you ever asked yourself the question, why do you come to church? Why do you come to this holy place? One of the reasons you come here It says that you may be filled with the love of God through Jesus Christ that comes through the preaching and teaching of His Word and the sharing of His sacrament, that you can be filled so that you can take the love of God from here and carry it elsewhere and pour it out into people's lives who are hungering and thirsting for the love of God that we so easily can take for granted. You come so you can be filled, so you can pour yourself out. Our joy is found in being the earthen vessels that God made us to be. We are God's number one choice. Imagine God speaking to the angels. Angels, I'm sorry. You just won't do. I need fragile, fallible, and functional earthen vessels to share this message with other earthen vessels. Then they'll understand. My earthen vessels can best share this message with other crackpots and chipped vessels. Thanks be to God that God uses Clark Kents and not Superman to carry His message. Now, you may remember, or if North America isn't your first home, let me tell you about Superman. He's the superhero of comic book, TV, and movie fame. Superman was faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, could leap tall buildings with a single bound. And then there was his alter ego, Clark Kent. Shy, bumbling, awkward, wearer of thick glasses. But God chooses us Clark Kents to share His message, not Superman. The treasure that we carry and pour out to the world is hope in Jesus Christ. You know, as a pastor of this congregation, I have walked with more than a few of you through some very difficult times. Death of loved ones, fighting challenging, terrible illnesses and medical conditions. People and families that have been broken or things haven't gone well with children as they should have gone. I've walked with people through the valley of the shadow of death in this congregation. Can you imagine? If you are a person without hope in Jesus Christ, what facing any one of these things could be like. Facing death and eternity without this hope. We are the earthen vessels God has chosen to share this hope with others. In our epistle reading for today, 1 Peter 3:15, it says this: always be ready to give an account to everyone who asks, what is the hope you have within you? And do it, Peter says, with gentleness and with reverence. What might this look like in real life situations? What might it practically look like for earthen vessels to share the hope we have in Christ with other chipped and earthen vessels as well? Three situations. It's on your handout. First, let's talk about abortion. If I were a young woman and had only heard condemnation from Christians regarding the issue of abortion, would I want to learn more about the love of God in Jesus Christ? God help us to be against abortion. But God help us even more to help and support those who have gone through it or who are contemplating it. We need to be for those people who have gone through this as a guilt-laden reality. We need to be for those people who are considering it as a future possibility. The hope in Christ we bear could prevent the choice. The hope and compassion in Christ we bear, and forgiveness we bear, could heal the guilt. Let's talk about homosexuality. If I were a person struggling with homosexual feelings and all I heard from Christians was condemnation about this, would I want to learn more about the love of God in Jesus Christ? Now, God help us to not agree with homosexual behavior. But God help us even more to be for the person who is struggling with this and to pour out for them the forgiveness, hope, and love and friendship they can have in Jesus Christ. Let's talk about marital problems, shall we? Marital problems or divorce or wayward children. If you were dying emotionally from the pain of marital problems or divorce, or from the pain of children who have gone astray, would you be helped by Christian condemnation and advice? Or would you be thirsting for someone to pour out for you the hope and support that you need in Jesus Christ? God is calling each of us. Don't look to your neighbor. Don't elbow your spouse. It's time to wake up. Pastor's still preaching. God is speaking to each of our hearts this morning. He's calling each of us to be His cracked pots and His earthen vessels to gently and reverently carry this treasure to others. Let me end this sermon with how I learned this lesson in my early life, in my first year in seminary in 1977. I learned what it was like to be a crackpot bearing the treasure. I was enrolled in a special class in seminary, experiencing ministry firsthand in the inner city black ghetto of North St. Louis, Missouri. After a brief introduction to this area by a worker with Lutheran Social Services, I went with him into the neighborhoods and homes of people, very destitute people, people living in a poverty I'd never seen before, never imagined could happen in North America. Some of this poverty was due to the rampant prejudice against black people in the southern part of the USA. Well, I was to go into the rundown, unsafe apartment of a single mother who, out of utter desperation to feed her infant child, was selling herself on the streets as a prostitute. I was to share the Christian faith with her. That was my assignment. When I knocked on the door of her apartment, I noticed the utter mess of cast-off milk cartons and empty boxes of disposable diapers. And when she asked me, "What do you want?" I quietly said, "I want to talk to you about the love of Jesus." And she swung the door open and began cursing me all the way down that hallway into the outside. I sat on the curb with the social worker who was waiting for me there. His name was Otis. And Otis would soon become a lifelong friend. He still is. We discussed what had happened. And he quietly brought up the words of the 1 Peter 3:15 text, our epistle lesson for today, where Peter says, "Always be ready to share the hope that is within you to everyone who asks you." That was it, you see. She hadn't asked. I didn't give her the chance. I wasn't concerned with her needs. I was concerned with my own agenda. I knew what I had to do. After a quick trip to the local store, I came back to her apartment with a gallon of milk and a box of disposable diapers. I had planned to apologize briefly and then to leave. I didn't want to hear the curse words again. But I was invited in. And I was thanked for the supplies. I was able to hold this beautiful little infant girl. The young mother then told me her story. She shared her desire to get out of her current lifestyle and find a better place to live. She asked me to pray for her and her baby. We prayed. And then she asked me the question. Y'all think God could love someone like me? Well, we talked. And then she asked if the Lutheran social services could help. Hope was shared. The love of Christ was shared. And later, when reflecting upon this experience with Otis, I discovered a valuable lesson that I have held on to these 35 past years. It's a lesson for each of us, fallible and fragile vessels, who by God's amazing grace have the hope of Jesus Christ in our hearts. What is that lesson? You're only an earthen vessel. But God has a use for crackpots. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus. Amen.